Jeff Lemkin joined here today by Austin Stolk, the head football coach with the Arweva Rockets. They head down to Cam to wrap up the regular season on Friday night. Coaches, always good to catch up with you. How you doing?
Hey, doing good, Jeff. Doing good. Thanks for having me.
You bet, Coach. What a interesting matchup this is, and what an interesting race it's been in this district all season. Audubon, of course, going to be the district champion. But you guys, Cam, Coon Rapids Baird, and Exiro Quinn-Kimbledon right now all tied for second, with only two of you guaranteed probably to get into the postseason, depending on how the games go. So makes week eight pretty fun.
Yeah, it does, Jeff. You know, it's year three of kind of being in this situation, and it's a matter of, you know, it's been, the district's been tight the last couple of years, but like you mentioned, it's kind of a four-way tie, and tiebreakers will kind of decide in this last week how things play out. And you know, you can sit here and wish you got a couple quarters back of the season, or you can put your nose to the grindstone and go play week eight and get a win and be in. And our guys understand that's kind of the situation we're in, and I think they're extremely focused for this last game.
Coach, you guys really kind of came on in the second half of that Coon game, almost rallied back from a big deficit to win. You got it tied. Since then, you played really well against Griswold and sounded like you played a very good game up at New Alfonda last Friday. So what has gone well for you guys the last two and a half games, really?
Yeah, you know, I think up front we're really taking it personal to want to run the football. And last week particularly, I thought the point of attack was really sealed, and we controlled the line of scrimmage on both sides of the football. Was really excellent to see. We did it for four quarters, and you know, that Coon game was one where we maybe did it for two and a half quarters, you know, on the offensive side of things. But you know, I thought offensively last week against Newell, we did a good job of being able to run the football and sustaining drives. And you know, there's a lot of times in the past where we have drives that are really moving down the field, and we kind of hurt ourselves with a penalty or fumbles or snaps or whatever the case may be. And I thought we did a lot better job of playing fundamental offensively and sustaining drives and getting the football in the end zone. And, you know, it's a matter of we played a great last eight quarters. But there is, you know, there was a few things that we've seen that we really needed to clean up. New Alfonda had too many big plays, and that's kind of the type of team that Cam is. They like to have the explosive plays in the passing game. You know, the Bauer kid averages 22 yards per reception at the receiver position, and you know, the Kaufman kid at quarterback has 1,000 yards passing, and he's just a sophomore, but boy, he throws a really nice ball, maybe the nicest ball we'll see the entire season. So you know, it's a matter of dialing in our pass coverage and cleaning up some special team stuff as well that we caught on film, and going from there.
Do you feel like you had a good week of practice working on those things?
Yeah, Jeff, I do. I think it was, you know, it was a nice week. We kind of dialed back on the physicality a little bit, so that we maybe, you know, healthy and ready to go. And we got a couple guys a little bit dinged up, and you know, you're going to have that in week eight of high school football. That's just the way it is when you have so many guys playing both sides of the ball. And you know, a couple guys gone sick a couple days, but you know, it is what it is. And thankfully on Monday we had, you know, most of our guys there to watch film and break down the things we did wrong last week and the things that we can do against Cam this week and what they do schematically on both sides of the ball. And, you know, we just sit here and hope that we can all be healthy come Friday and give them our best shot.
Coach, it kind of amazed me a little bit when I was doing my research for the game that, at least according to Bound, this is just the second time that Arweva and Cam have met up. The last time was all the way back in 2007, even before your high school days, I think. But, Coach, you guys still know these guys well. That doesn't mean that you're not pretty experienced with the type of athletes you're going to be matching up with.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that stat up because I was curious myself. I didn't remember ever having them to compete against in football. But yeah, you know, our guys know these guys from, you know, we play them in baseball and basketball and in conference and track and stuff. And the bottom line is, you know, they kind of got similar DNA that we have as far as athleticism goes. You know, not the biggest kids, but man, they're strong and they're quick. And like I said, they execute in the passing game and they got a couple of receivers that really run some sharp routes and they're fast out of their breaks. So our pass coverage has to be good. Our defensive line has to do what it did last week. I think we had 6.5 sacks last week, and that's putting pressure from all three guys in our defensive line and kind of keeping the quarterback in the pocket, which is going to be a big deal this week with the Kaufman kid. He likes to roll out and get himself out in space and buy time, and that's kind of where he makes a living, getting the ball to his receivers. So You know, we need to keep him contained, keep the quarterback or keep the receivers in check. You know, and then the Winter kid in the backfield. You know, he averages 6.5 yards a carry, and he's very quick. So those are kind of the guys we have to contain on their offense.
How do you feel like you match up front?
Yeah, you know, I think, like I said, you know, it's similar athleticism. You know, they got a couple guys there that are just a little bit shorter, Jeff, but man, they got a lower center of gravity. You can see it on film, and they really shoot their gaps quick. And you know, it's a matter of we got to be able to control them up front and drive block in the running game. And you know, we got to take advantage of times when they maybe shoot too deep or aren't quite as disciplined. You know, we have to be disciplined as an offensive line, and we have to take them where we need to go and understand what our reads are in the backfield and at the quarterback position and kind of take advantage of some of that. And, you know, I think where we have the advantage against, you know, a lot of teams is our experience up front. You know, we got a couple seniors up front and you know, we got one at the fullback spot as well to help block when he gets up to the line of scrimmage. And, you know, those are kind of the advantages that we need to take care of.
Coach, it looks like their defense has struggled a little bit. Gave up 56 to Exira, gave up 46 to Glidden-Ralston, 66 to Audubon, and even 48 in a win over Bedford. So even in their wins, it's been more of a shootout, really, than it's been, besides the win over Griswold, who's kind of struggled offensively all season. So where can you attack these guys defensively, and where do you kind of see those flaws maybe in their defense?
Yeah, you know, I think there's gaps at times on the edge if you are able to seal that contain point on the line of scrimmage. You know, it's partially because they play a tough defense that's kind of hard to scheme for, because it's at times it's a 3-3 stack, and at times it's a 3-3 staggered, and you know, at times they're in man to man on the edge and a twins, and then, you know, you go trips and they got a triangular zone coverage. So you know, they kind of try to mix things up as far as that's concerned. They got guys playing in different spots from week to week. So, you know, you can't really necessarily key in on one guy or one spot that you're going to be able to run or pass the football. And, you know, I think it's a matter of we got to get up to the line of scrimmage and see where their front three are at. I mean, they're shifting the entire game. They're not in the same spot. They're in different gaps. Sometimes they're head up. You know, it just kind of depends where their linebackers flow or where they want them to flow. And, you know, what it's going to boil down to for us up front is communication. You know, I thought the last couple weeks, you know, probably the last 10 quarters, we've done a lot better job up front of communicating, and our guys are finally understanding the importance of getting up to the line and getting pre-snap reads on who's where and what linebackers are looking like they're going to show a blitz. And you know, if you can do those things, Jeff, get those mental things covered. You know, it boils down to just executing from there on when the ball is snapped. And you know, there's times we're 4 out of 5 plays driving our feet, but you know, we got to turn that into 5 out of 5 and do our job every play.
How nice is it to have Jonathan Rieselman back after missing most of the season with the injury? Came back last week. Looked like he came back pretty well.
Yeah, you know, what a luxury to have back for a leader. First of all, the intangibles that Johnny does. He's been a leader the entire summer. You know, even when he's in a boot and crutches on the sideline, he's leading the guys. But boy, when you can throw him on that football field and have him slinging the ball where he needs to and making good reads and being a great rusher for us, you know, it's a big deal. And you know, we can also get Grant Wilkin back to a tight end spot, because Grant is one of, if not our best route runner. You know, and he is our best blocking tight end as far as that's concerned. So it's nice to get him back to the spot that he started the year and the spot that he was kind of preparing for all summer long. You know, and then having Johnny back on offense is big. Defense as well. You know, he's kind of overseeing the entire football field with Wyatt at the defensive backs position. You know, and it's a matter of trying to slowly get back into that 100%. And he's not quite there yet. You can understand that for being, you know, when you don't walk on a foot for 6 weeks, you got to get back in shape. But he's working hard to get back to that point.
Coach, I know I'd brought up early about the jumbled mess with 4 teams tied for second. Have you guys even attempted to try and figure out all the different scenarios on the tiebreakers, or is it really just we got to go out and win this game?
That's a pretty simple mindset for us. It's another week of football. You know, our guys understand what's at stake. It's in our viewpoint, it's your win, you're in, and if you lose, you're not. I mean, you don't sit here and leave it up to statistics, leave it up to point differential. You just take care of business and play 4 quarters of football the way we can. You know, put everything that you've practiced for into your best brand of football for 4 quarters, and then we can feel like we can win this game. But but we got to execute and we got to eliminate penalties and take care of the ball and fill our gaps better on defense. You know, last week I thought we had a few too many explosive plays that we allowed against Noah Fonda. Thankfully, our offense was playing well and our running game was going well. But no, you know, as far as the playoffs are concerned, you know, we feel like we tell our guys we win, we're in. And it's just another game for them, and they got to go out and play like it means a lot to, in that aspect of the playoffs. But we got seniors that understand what's at stake. This is now 3 out of 4 years, Jeff, of their high school career that they've been in the week 8 situation where they have to execute and win the game, and I think they're looking forward to it.
Well, they've got a lot of experience with that, Coach. Hopefully it plays out well for you. I know the last couple of years it has, especially the last season when you made that nice run in the postseason. So appreciate you joining us here today. Best of luck coming up on Friday. I know the guys will be looking forward to catching up with you for the Scoreboard Show Friday after the game.
Hey, thanks, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Head coach again, Austin Stolk with the Arweva Rockets. They head down to Cam coming up on Friday night.